Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
It's the Mark Reardon Show. Mike Elam sitting in for Mark today. Thanks for making us a part of your Tuesday. Hope you're staying dry. Man, we've had a lot of rain today. It seems like we've had a lot of rain so far this year, but be careful if you're driving around out there. Erica Sanzi is joining us on the guest line. She is the Director of Outreach for the group Defending Education. Erica, thanks for taking the time to join us today.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
You know, I thought that DEI was over. President Trump talked about it here in Missouri. Governor Mike Kehoe has made that a huge thing that said, guys, we are done with this whole DEI thing. But it feels like from your articles that I'm reading, if you're in higher education, DEI is alive and well in our universities, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's fair to say that it's pretty alive and well in higher ed and in K-12. What is different, however, is that this administration, instead of pushing this on schools, rewarding this, even demanding and requiring it in certain contexts, this administration is saying, you know, we're looking, we're digging through to see what you're doing. And if you are, particularly if you're, you know, breaking the law because you're treating people differently based on race in publicly funded programs, there are going to be consequences. So on the one hand, it's definitely not gone, because what people are aware of is the tip of the iceberg, I think. And there's just, you know, it took many years to get where we are, and it's going to take time to sort of pull this out root and branch. But it is, what is different is that the prior Department of Justice and the prior Department of Education, they weren't just not addressing these illegal practices in K-12 and in higher education, but they were promoting, encouraging, and even, you know, sort of demanding them, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So we're in a much different place than we were, but as with any huge problem that has taken a long time to create, it is not something that can be unwound, you know, with the strike of a pen or with an executive order or with, because even now what we see is that with the actions taken by the administration, some states are immediately falling in line and some states are sort of part of the resistance and saying they're not going to comply. So this is going to be a long process.
I would assume when you see a state like Missouri, you're seeing a state that is going to be more of falling in line. But with J.B. Prexer over in Illinois, he seems to be making whatever case he can, whatever Donald Trump says, he's going to say the exact opposite. Is that kind of what you're seeing around the country, is the more blue states are pushing back and protecting their DEI scholarships? I mean, to say over 600 universities are still handing out these DEI-focused scholarships, that's a lot of willful disobedience, let's say.
Yeah, what we're seeing are responses by either state attorneys general or by state education commissioners or by, you know, university trustees. And to your point, we are definitely seeing a pattern that in the very blue states, it's immediately, it's resistance and it's we will not comply. And then you see other states where because their elected officials already are on board with this and agree with this, you know, they're happy to fall in line. In some cases, they kind of already were behaving in ways that were basically aligned with the law anyway. And then you have others where there's, I think that there's actually quite a bit of debate on how to respond and what to do. Maybe they're more purple states, or maybe they just have elected bodies where there's more dissension or debate among the people. Whereas like I live in Rhode Island, which is also a very solidly blue state. And I was not surprised to see right out of the gate that my state is sort of has decided to resist. And what's interesting is it's that it's not really that everybody has a true understanding of what's going on, what's the criticism, what programs are they raising concerns about. It's almost like we don't care about the facts on the ground. We are part of the resistance because we don't like this administration. Yeah. And that's unfortunate.
There seems to be some of that pushback of just, hey, whatever you're going to say, I'm going to say the exact opposite, just because I want to push back on you. Erica Sanzi is joining us. He's director of outreach for the group Defending Education. I was encouraged to see, though, in the state of Missouri, you only listed the University of Missouri. It seems like of all the different universities that we have, most of them aren't going down this road, but Southern Illinois University over in across the river in Carbondale seems to be putting all kinds of those programs on the table. What can we do if we want to help support this effort to stop it? What can the public do to be a part of it?
I mean, I think that one important thing is to make sure that the people that are in positions of elected office understand that their constituents care about this and are paying attention to this and are even willing to sort of mobilize and potentially change their votes on this. Now, one of the reasons why in a place like where I live, even though if you ask the average voter, let's just pick an issue and say their opinion on, males who self-identify as female being allowed to play in sports against girls and or use the facilities that are supposed to be single sex.
Okay.
That's extremely unpopular. If you ask 80% of the people that you talk to, regardless of their party affiliation, are going to say that's wrong. The problem is they don't realize that that's part of what's baked into these policies that are now, you know, sort of coming into the spotlight and now that the Trump administration is going after. So they say, we want to fight him. We're part of the resistance. We're not going to comply. And what they don't realize is they're actually fighting now for something that they don't even think is right. And that's sort of a frustrating part. In a place like Missouri, like I'm sure that there are pockets here and there of things. And again, our list is not exhaustive. This is just what we take a look, we put up what we find, and then we add to it as we find more. So this isn't everything, but this is a good snapshot. The other thing that's important that I want people to realize,
real quick,
you know, I would just say that some of the scholars, the really bad programs are the ones where they are discriminating on the basis of race and sex, because that's illegal. Some of the other ones are like, well, if you're a good ally to this cause, those ones are a little bit more annoying and maybe inappropriate, but they don't violate Title VI. So there is a difference there.
Well, Erica, we appreciate you taking the time. We appreciate you highlighting this. And I love the state of Rhode Island. It's very beautiful. So I love it. Newport is one of my favorite places to visit. So thanks for taking the time to be on the air with us, and we'll keep an eye on this.
Excellent. Thanks for having me.
That's Erica Sanzi. I'm Mike Elam, and for Mark Reardon on 97.1 FM Talk.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning. because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.